This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
All right, here we go on a Tuesday. It's Cody and Gold, Alex Gold, Cody Tapp, Drew Nixon with you. Of course, the video stream will be up and running. You can watch the show on Facebook, YouTube, Twitch. Make sure you subscribe. That way you don't miss any of the shows here on 96.5 The Fan. It makes it very easy.
Or it's content, you know? We got us ripping packs with Cags up on YouTube.
Yeah, if you haven't checked that out, full video is up on YouTube, ripping some packs with Jack Caglione. Wish we had a little better luck on some of the cars we pulled. There were a couple
Damn, that last one was a bummer. Bummer.
Somebody texted.
That Angels one was a bummer.
Somebody texted yesterday that saw the video because when Dusty and all of us were out there ripping cars, we thought there was a chance it was like a Mike Trout card out of 25. And Cags did too, clearly.
Oh, he was like, come on, come on.
And it was some random picture that he knows, but it was just funny because we all had the same reaction. But Instagram account, YouTube, you guys can check that out. And it was obviously a lot of fun hanging out down there ripping packs with Jack Caglione, who is still in AA.
The hell? I thought yesterday was the day, man. He's hitting 400 his last 20 games in AA. Man's bored.
I'll stick with Memorial
gotta get
Day.
Got to get him a workout or something, right? Need a new challenge.
Yep.
I know that they said they're going to take their time, and I've looked at other people's games and how many games they spent in AA, and certainly they spent more time in AA than the 34 games he spent down there. So it's not like crazy time wise, but he's hitting just as well as Peyton Wilson was before he got the call to AAA.
So, gotta be a spot. And that's where I think it's later this month. If something happens to the big league club that
I'm not like offended. I just thought it was going to be yesterday. That's all.
Yeah. So he is still in AA and we'll keep an eye on that. I'm sure next week, next Monday or so, which is when the next possible chance, most likely that you see some sort of roster move in regards to that. We will talk about the Royals here in 10 minutes or so. They get a win to open up their series against the Houston Astros. We'll talk more about where the offense is at and one player in particular that still hasn't got to the point that we normally see by now. But the schedule release continues to trickle out for the NFL. They are king. They control everything people care about, even the slow trickle of information around the schedule. We are still waiting the full schedule. That's tomorrow night. But what did become official last night from Amazon is the Christmas Day slate, as in the Christmas night game. And for the third year in a row, the Chiefs will be playing on Christmas, hosting this time the Denver Broncos at Arrowhead.
But wait a second. Roger told me that that wasn't a thing. They were going to rotate.
They said that they are not going to promise the Chiefs that they get it every year. But it doesn't mean they're not going to get it for a while here. Doesn't mean it's going to become a 10-year tradition, but it's a 3-year tradition at this point in time. Clark Hunt wants to play on Christmas Day, and he gets his wish yet again. I'll say this. Not a fan of it overall, but the night slot, if you had a pick, is the best slot to have versus noon or what is it, like 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody does things differently on Christmas with their families, right? Everybody has their traditions and how they go about it. Some people have to travel to multiple people's houses. It just depends, right? Everybody's got their own setup. I do think, I know speaking for my own experience, having the game at night is definitely better than having it during the day.
For your personal schedule.
I would prefer them just not play on Christmas Day.
Weird.
But that, we are long past that, clearly. The night game is at least better. To me, I can get a bunch of the other stuff done. Heck, maybe you can still talk a family member into letting you go to the game in the evening because you're already satisfied.
Honey, I already built the bikes together. Can I leave now?
But in general, like I thought the Chiefs were going to get out of the Christmas Day slot when I saw the Saturday before and I saw the doubleheader. But then I remembered that the doubleheader playing Saturday doesn't mean you're playing Christmas this year because Christmas is on a Thursday this year, not a Wednesday. If it was Wednesday again, then the teams that got that Saturday doubleheader, like the Bears and the Eagles and the Commanders, then those teams would have been playing on Christmas, but that's not the case.
I hate it. I hate that it's on Christmas, and I'm going to make that clear for whatever reason, I guess, every year we do this because the truth is, Gold, it's horrible for the fans and for the people who have to work and for the people that have to do this job. Like, I just don't like the idea that there are these people in Kansas City who some of them we know or have been around or families or anything else. There are people who like it, and that's fine. There are people who don't mind for going out there on Christmas Day, and that's okay. And I'm not like offended or bothered by this notion that there are people who enjoy it and want to go out there and do the thing. But at the same time, this impacts a lot of people, and I don't think the Chiefs should have to play on Christmas Day every year, but Clark wants it. So, and he's not going to get rid of it as a result of that because he wants it. And it just feels kind of funny that Roger Goodell tried to claim that they weren't going to just give the Chiefs Christmas Day, but they've now put them on their third straight Christmas Day. Do you know what that means to me? That means the Chiefs can have it as long as Patrick Mahomes is the starting quarterback of the Chiefs. That he's not willing to commit to the Lions-Cowboys problem that eventually came up, Gold, where in the years in which you stink, we don't really want you eating up Thanksgiving. Although, again, everyone will watch it no matter who the teams are. And instead, we'll give you Christmas Day for a while. We'll give you Christmas Day, you know, while things are on the up and up and, you know, you're a good-looking team, then sure, we got you. They're not going to promise it forever, but that probably means the Chiefs are going to be on Christmas Day for a decade. I mean, am I supposed to assume otherwise?
Probably. Again, I'll take the night game, though. Like, I'll take the night game.
That's a small win for me. Like, I would prefer that time, too. But
that's not nearly as bad as playing at noon on Christmas Day. It's just not, you know? And it depends. Like, everybody's family is going to be different on this because I have family members that have season tickets, and it's kind of been established that, hey, if the game is on Christmas Day, sorry, you're going to have to sell the tickets. You're not going. We're doing family stuff. That's what has happened in our family. Other families
who determined that? Just an edict on high?
Correct.
What, yes. Like, I mean,
no, yeah, I mean, it was multiple people in the
family. Was it a family discussion? Did you guys have a meeting?
Everyone's family's
different. That's
I believe it was his wife / the person that puts on the event, if you will. Okay. Basically that's not happening.
Do you think the Christmas night might change the calculus on it?
I think there's an outside chance, but here's the thing, it depends on how many tickets do you have. If you're someone that has two season tickets versus somebody that has four season tickets or tickets to the game, it's just you and your wife, you're really leaving out most. So if you have and make it a huge family thing and you're fortunate enough to have the money to have six or eight tickets to the game, okay, you can make it truly a whole family thing and do the tailgating and you do all
better
your
have some cash. You're buying six to eight tickets.
That's what I said. Everybody's circumstance is going to be different, man. So everybody's going to react differently. In general, I do think the night game makes this less of an issue.
We don't all have Caitlin Clark cards to sell to buy these tickets for Christmas Day games, Gold.
That's right. Still waiting on the grade of the cards. Yeah. Still waiting.
For anyone who's been following along, yeah, we're still there. The Christmas night thing makes it more convenient for me. I won't pretend like that it doesn't, but there are still families that are in the opposite end of that, as you've already admitted, which, like, you know, they work during the day so they can do Christmas night with their kid and all this other stuff. A lot of it is just, I don't need the Chiefs on Christmas Day every year. That's a lot what this boils down to. I don't need the Chiefs on Christmas Day every year. I'm cool if they play on the Saturday or the Sunday or the whatever around it. Because establishing yourself on that day just feels like you're having to give up a portion of your day. And I get it. Like, the Texans, like, hey, it's an option, right? You don't have to watch it. In my line of work, a little trickier to just not watch it at all.
I'm watching the game. Don't worry. I'm watching the game. I know you're watching the game too. Don't act like you're not going to watch the game.
Obviously,
you're
watching the game. I probably won't be in on Friday to talk about it. But yeah, I imagine the game. I can just assure you now, I'll be taking Friday, December 26th off, most likely. But it's just, it adds an element to a day. Here's the thing, like from a, like depending on your schedule. I was the kid you were talking about. When I was a kid, I was the four Christmases family. I had to go to my dad's in the morning and then go directly to my mom's. And then when my wife, and like we just did that. And then for a while when I was married, didn't go to my wife's family, then go to my grandparents. There were years I went to four Christmases in a single year. Tossing in another thing, pass. Christmas has become a little less busy for me, but it used to be a three-holiday one for a long time. It was Christmas with the family, her family, my family, right? We're down to two. My family does it off Christmas now. We tend to do the day after Christmas or the day before, you know, whatever. We find a day or two around the actual holiday to go do it. So, like, it has lessened. And we do Christmas Eve with my wife's family. So, like, now we're down to just Christmas with the kids. But there is a part of me that, like, wants that day to be for that. I just want to spend it with my kids. I don't want to have to figure out how to also consume a Chiefs game. And I know that that's like selfish or that thing. And when it's a one-off, it doesn't feel like a huge deal. Ah, for this year, let's just watch the Chiefs game and it's okay. And it doesn't really impact and it doesn't change the calculus. Every year I got to work out. All right, this year it's at noon. This year at 3:00. This year's now it's at 7:00. And I got to figure out, do we change the time of our normal events? It's just kind of a pain in the ass.
I do think as time goes on, if it becomes a 7 years in a row thing, right now we're at 3:00. People will have figured out how to navigate it better. You know, I'm sure Dallas Cowboy fans now have it pretty figured, figured out pretty good, if I can speak, on how they handle their Thanksgiving, right? So I'm sure there'll be that adjustment. I just wish if they're going to say that we know we're putting you on Christmas Day for the next 5 years, just lock them into the Christmas night slot. Then I actually think people can navigate it a little bit easier, you know, and someone texted in. This is a perfect example of how everybody's going to be different on this. One person texted in and the next text was different. One person texted in and said, hey, now I can make the tailgating a whole thing with my family out there and they love it. Someone else said, not going because it would take our whole day, right? Everybody's going to be completely different on this. But that is one of the games that we now know. Chiefs, Broncos, huge divisional game potentially late in the year at Arrowhead. That will be on Christmas night on Amazon Prime. Only other scheduled stuff we learned today, the international slate. It's so funny. They actually haven't officially announced Chiefs, Chargers, and Brazil. But
everybody knows it.
But they announced the rest of them, and it was kind of weird. You see the Vikings.
Yeah, we're going to get into that.
We're
going to
talk more,
sure.
But the Vikings are playing back-to-back international games like they're the Jaguars or something.
Yeah, but they're London and Dublin. Two countries, man. Jet-setting a little bit, doing a little bit different. At least they announced all the international games, and the Chiefs didn't somehow end up with a second one gold. Let's take the win, right? The Chiefs didn't, knowing that a different team in the league, the Vikings, got two international games. At least the Chiefs didn't end up with some other, like, second one in week 11 or something, right? Their only international game will be that Friday. We know that Clark is pro this stuff, and that's why he wants to take over Christmas Day. He understands the marketing of it, because NBA on Christmas was a thing. Lions and Cowboys on Thanksgiving is a thing. Nobody owns Christmas. He wants to have that for marketing purposes.
This text I do love.
Let's say.
Like, what are you talking about? Maybe you guys should spend more time with your family outside of Christmas so it's not that big of a deal. What are we talking about?
Spend time with my family?
What are you talking about?
What's the implication there? Alex gets dinner with his parents like twice a week.
This is true.
His family all the time.
I do. Yeah.
I live with my family, so I don't, like, we see each other pretty frequently. Anyway. Christmas less of a big deal, Gold. That's like saying, like, hey, maybe your kid doesn't need a birthday party. You should spend more time with them, not during their birthday.
And those of you that listen to the show long enough, you know, like, I don't celebrate Christmas. I'm Jewish, but because everybody can't get off randomly, when Hanukkah rotates every year, depending on the time, we still do a lot of our celebration on Christmas Day because everybody's off of work versus trying to get off work on December 10th, let's say. So, yeah, I may not celebrate that specific holiday, but that is still the day that we do our family stuff. Anyway, we'll talk more about the schedule stuff.
I looked it up later. Hanukkah's the 14th through the 22nd this year.
Yeah, it's right before Christmas. I love when it actually overlaps. It's way easier.
It was on Christmas Day last year.
It started, I think the first night or second night. It's just more of a convenience thing of getting everybody off at the same time, right? Yeah. Like, that's the problem. Anyway, all right. Let's talk about the Royals.
You don't want to get into a rant on Hanukkah?
No. Let's talk about the Royals.
Fine. We can talk about the Royals. That sounds fine to me. They won a game last night against the Astros, a winning team, which has obviously been a major complaint for Royals fans across the board. And really what happens is I come out of this game asking a question that I think is fair for this year to something you've mentioned a little bit yesterday, which is This team can't win the division if the offense is better. So last night we watched the offense get a little hot. Massey slugging a homer, then turning a sick double play. That was awesome.
That was one of the best double plays you'll see all season, by far.
Every single part of it. The pick by Vinny, the throw by Mikel coming across at his unnatural position at shortstop, or at least not the one he's played in the big leagues a lot. But like Massey hits a homer. They had two big innings. Now, they did not score from the third inning on, so it eventually went quiet. And I left that game asking myself the same question, which is, can this offense ever just go on a two-week run? Or is it just a game? Because right now, I've seen them have offense for a game. Mm-hmm. I have yet to see them have offense for a week. And what all I'm asking is not that they're a great offense all year long, is can the Royals offense score for 7 to 10 days? Because they're going to go 9-1 during that stretch if they do. Because they just won 16 of 18, and they weren't like on some offensive tear. They were certainly better. But like, can they put it together long enough to make me feel like, you know, once Renfro's out of the mix, that this is a team that can score?
Well, aren't they 16-1 or something like that, 15-1 when they score four runs in a game? So to your point, what you're saying, if they can have consistent offense during a week or two stretch, what's that look like from a win-loss perspective? Because you know you're getting some of the best pitching in all of baseball. But the numbers already have shown what would happen, Cody. To a certain extent, they score four runs, they're 15-1 or 16-1.
16-1 now, I think. Yeah, it's something like that.
And last night, it got a little closer at the end. I understand that. But they got seven runs in the first four innings. Then it was quiet. And then the Astros, of course, got a couple late. And the Royals closed the door with Urseg and Estevez, as they have for much of the season. But the offense, I think the surprise thing, because India had a really nice night.
He did.
Vinny had another multi-hit.
Massey hit a homer, right?
Another multi-hit game. Yeah, Massey had the first inning home run. It's weird. On a night where they scored seven runs, Mikel was 0 for, I think.
Mm-hmm. He was. He's in a 1-for-18 stretch.
And Salvi, of course, had a rough night, too.
That's the one that stands out probably more. Mentioning Salvador is the one that stands out probably the most, because out of every other Royals hitter right now, I would say I've seen a moment. Like, for instance, Vinny's in the middle of his moment. Vinny's hitting like 310 over his last 13 games with like a 350 on base percentage. So Vinny seems to have stabilized, it appears, based on where he was before and where he is now. Massey is on a little bit better of a run lately, right? He hits the homer last night. We've seen some moments with him. India, the average was never high in his career, so I would point out that he's pretty much a career 250 hitter anyway. His on-base percentage, which is what they pay him for, is, I don't know, third best on the team right now, so he's on a stretch too. All the ancillary guys we've mentioned. So, like, everybody at some point this year, other than Hunter Renfro, has shown, like, the two-week I-have-life stretch. Waiting for that on Salvador Perez. And that is always the fear. He still is chasing. He hasn't just had that white hot moment. He's only got two home runs, so he's not putting the ball out of the ballpark. Like, and so for the same conversation we could have had 2 weeks ago, there's always the fear that a 35-year-old catcher is going to run into offensive problems eventually. And right now, I don't know, 40 games into the season, he has not 43 games into the season. He has not shown any kind of level of consistency. He hasn't even had like the week where he looked hot.
At what point will you think it is just, okay, father time catching up? Because he has had, as you said, stretches where he gets super hot and he gets very cold. We haven't seen him get super hot
yet. Wait for that.
But it's also still May 13th. It's not June. And typically we start to see end of May and June is when Salvador Perez heats up. Is it that if we make it to the middle of June and he hasn't gotten hot, is that when you wonder that, okay, this is just the new reality for him? I think it's too early on Salvi to act like he's just never going to get hot this season. But in middle of June, if we haven't seen like a week and a half stretch of him, and he doesn't have to be hitting 300 or 320, but if he's hitting 275, 280 for 2 weeks or something and has a couple home runs, that kind of stuff that we've seen throughout his career time and time again, if that doesn't happen by middle of June, then I'll get a little bit more worried about that. But, you know, I also wonder the hip issue that he had, a week or so ago, a week and a half ago.
Maybe that's lingering.
Is that lingering? Who knows? I don't know. He's playing. We know he's out there playing. He was catching last night. They're doing a good job of trying to move him around and rotate, give him DH first base to try to keep him healthy and fresh. But I'm not worried about that yet. But if you're wanting the offense to get going, other than acquiring outside assets, Salvador Perez's bat jumpstarting the offense would be a huge part of that, right?
It certainly wouldn't hurt, yeah. And he would be like, I think, the missing link for the RBI part, because the text line had pointed out, and I think that's fair lately, which is lately it seems like they're getting guys on base, but we're not seeing those players get home very often, I think, is the issue. And so when you're running into that issue, it's like, well, Salvador Perez could be a big part of the RBI party. He was a 100 RBI guy last year.
People want you to have a Salvi song by the end of this week.
Well, you know, Vinny, it's one more game. I can't
remember. He's hitting 300, I think, since the song.
Yeah, he's hitting. So,
right?
I need one more game to give you the official answer for that, I believe.
But he's going to be
He's hitting around 300 with like a 315 on base percentage since the song. So Vinny is back.
Surely you're not taking credit for this, are
yes,
you?
Yes, of course I'm taking credit. I told you.
Drew, hold on.
He gets 2 weeks before and 2 weeks after. That's the way these songs work.
Before the song?
The metric for measuring if the song worked is how they performed in the 14 games before how they performed in the 14 games after.
So let's say we
14 games before, he's hitting 110.
Why is it before? Why? Okay.
I don't know. It just felt like a good number.
Okay.
So if he gets to game 15 and he goes 0 for 4.
I'm out. My job's done. I'm at 14 games.
Yeah, this is what we call fun with data points. This is what Cody has. Fun with data points. Yeah.
The song only has a certain lasting effect, Drew.
So that means
there's only a certain amount of time it lasts, and then
you can't be surprised that of course Cody. We knew Cody was going to take credit.
This was like just a no-brainer.
This was always going to happen. The good news is Vinny is hitting better. He is absolutely hitting better.
The next time that if you happen to text Vinny at any point, I need you to just say in the text message, "Hey, man, I'm glad the song's helping you out, you know? It's good to see that the song gave you an extra boost."
His response to that is going to be...
He's going to be like, "Yeah, man, whatever."
He is not going to let me take credit for that.
Of course not.
In a text exchange between the two of us, I could be wrong, but... Salvi's never had a song. For an all-time great, Salvi's never had a song.
Well, because he doesn't need one, okay? He doesn't need one. He's a future Hall of Famer. I'm truly not worried about him yet. I'm truly not.
I've been having to brainstorm, Caglione songs. I'm going to have to sing a song just so you can get to AAA at this point.
Yeah, are you singing a song? Are you waiting for his debut, or are you trying to just get one here before?
Well, I got one in for Vinny before. When it's time, when I'm just ready for them to be a big league player, that's around the time they can get a song occasionally in the minors. Bobby's came
on
because you remember
he
played his whole minors.
You already have the song.
I have the song chosen. I do not have any of the song. I have some of the song written. I do not have all the nuts and bolts aren't together yet.
Be honest for a second on the CAG song. Is it going to be uncomfortable?
Oh, I mean, if you know the original song, maybe.
Because I'm not going to spoil anything.
Does it have a Dusty feature in it? Is that?
Oh, what?
No, I'm asking.
It could. I mean, there are two parts to it, so I mean, anything's possible.
Someone says it's not your song. Vinny shaved his beard or facial hair, and that's been the difference.
Somebody also has a suggestion for a Salvi song, doing a remix to "I'm Too Sexy for My Shirt," or "Too Sexy," whatever it is.
"I'm Too Salvi for My Shirt."
So Salvi, that is for
my shirt. What's the shirt part make sense there?
Oh, I think they were just playing off of the actual song. Of course, you would change the lyrics.
Shave is a classic baseball get out of a slump move.
Yeah,
I will say, I don't know if it's because he's playing for Team Italy. He's been really lean. Like, he's got the full curls,
he's
mustache. He's got the whole vibe going.
You need him to do one of these after he hits a home run or gets home. He needs to do
like the paisano thing.
DeVito did it. Tommy DeVito did it after he had the whole team doing it. Remember that? Tommy Cutlets a year ago had the whole team doing that after touchdowns. That caught on.
Oh, man. Okay. I mean, I'm just saying he seems to be leaning into the part. That's all.
Uh-huh.
We've talked a lot about songs on this show, to be clear.
We have. We've also talked a lot
about... That's what I was going... Yeah.
We've also talked a lot about Chiefsaholic in the past.
And I think got hit hard yesterday.
I think today is the last... I think today's the last time we mention him on this show. This is it.
This is it?
I think this is it.
What if he
we can mention
if he gets shanked in prison?
I think
something?
We can mention it again in 32 years. Jeez.
32 years.
Oh my God.
In 32 years.
Dark?
In 32 years, we can mention it. The latest is a sentence in Oklahoma. So you guys already know he was serving 17 years in federal prison for the crimes he committed. A Tulsa County judge yesterday found Chiefsaholic guilty of one count of robbery with a firearm, one count of assault with a mask or disguise.
Dang.
One count of removing an electronic monitoring device. He received a sentence, 32 years in the Oklahoma Department of Corrections. I believe it's concurrent, so I think it's 14 on top of the 17.
Okay, so you think
32. I believe that's how that works. I could be wrong.
32 more years. So he won't be out till 2057?
Yeah, he will serve. He will be transferred to Oklahoma after the 17 years and serve the remaining 14 and a half years in a state prison. As I said, this is it.
This
We're
is
done.
It.
This is it.
Man, what a run this on it. This show.
Hanging it up, man.
Talking about Chiefsaholicos.
We're
know?
Done. We're done.
What if he agrees to an interview on this show? Then can we have him on?
I think we're done.
You're done. That's it.
I think we're done.
That's it.
There's already been the
32 years. Man, he's done
in total. Well, yeah. I mean, he's
gonna have to watch Patrick Mahomes Jr. play.
Mahomes will
man.
Be.
He, I mean,
Mahomes
he just
will
can't
be
even,
giving geez. His speech in Canton, Ohio, before he's out.
2057. How old will I be in 2057?
So, Cody, you'll be 65 or 67 years. Or no,
I'm doing just some easy math here. I'll be 70. I'll be 72 years old.
Yes. Yeah, you'll be 72.
I'll be, 72 when Xavier gets out.
He got out, you know, he finally got out of prison.
Dude, I'll tell you right now, if there's a news story that said, famed Chiefs fan, Chiefsaholic, gets out. Could he get paroled earlier? What's the scoop on this 32 years?
My understanding is in federal time, you kind of, I think.
So
he
the
pretty
17,
much,
he's pretty much just, I think, he's wearing that
I think
that
he's going to have to serve all of that. Just
but the
about.
14 and a half, he could hypothetically,
I don't know, yeah.
Get his sentence
I'm not
reduced.
Sure.
Are you still going to be following? Are you going to look
no,
for
this
that?
No, this is it.
Oh, no,
there's
I'm
no
saying,
more updates are, after this. This is it.
Text line said Chiefsaholic's got Nick Bolton's number.
Oh, jeez.
Do you think that
he's
changed some pride in there? Like, what the hell?
Jeez.
I don't think you got to be 32 years. That's it, man.
He committed several serious.
I'm not saying
man.
He didn't deserve to go to jail.
The funniest thing will be in 2057. If the first thought when it's New Year's Day and
I'm
the
text
ball,
you guys.
When the ball drops, Cody's going to be like, "Hey, Chiefsaholic gets out this year."
He's 30, or he was 30 last September. He'll be.
Oh, he'll still have. A, he'll be. You know, 62.
63. 62.
Dude.
I'm just saying. He'll.
It's a long time.
He will
man.
Likely live as a free man one more time. Is he permanently banned from Chiefs games? What's the scoop on that? Can you put the mask back on? 20.
I don't.
62.
I don't think
know?
He would be banned from Chiefs games after this. No.
It'd be long enough.
No, he's gonna be
removed. Then maybe.
Yeah.
Someone they says don't, he's they don't serving ban. 32 years. Again, we learned this when we were covering all this. The federal time, he's got to serve no matter what.
Yeah, I don't know if he'll end up getting all 32, when it's but 17 and a half in federal prison sounds like that's happening.
I think we got to reserve the right in case there's like a shanking or something.
Oh, jeez.
I want to leave the door cracked.
My goodness.
To talk about Chiefsaholic
no.
just in that one instance.
We are done talking about Chiefsaholic for
what
another seven. How about another
what
seven?
What if he tunnels out?
Okay, deal.
Okay. Yeah,
yes, Cody. If there's a Shawshank Redemption story happening, then we can. Okay. Escape from Alcatraz or something. Anyway, all right. Up next, let's talk about the Chiefs wide receiver room. I was surprised to see where they actually stack up financially. And we have to discuss what now is a clear conspiracy theory going on once again with the.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
NBA Draft Lottery. We'll get to the NBA Draft Lottery here in about 8 minutes or so. The conspiracies are alive and well around the NBA after last night.
I'm buying.
Pretty crazy. I will at least admit, and we'll talk about it, I can totally understand why people would think something was rigged with this. Typically, I'm very much the anti-conspiracy theory, especially around sports. The same stuff last year when people were claiming it was rigged for the Chiefs. Usually, I think that's crazy stuff. This one, there's a lot more evidence over the years in certain situations. We'll get to that. And if you're a Dallas Mavericks fan, and if you're Patrick Mahomes, because he tweeted about it, you're very happy, though, with what occurred. In the meantime, let's talk about Patrick Mahomes' wide receivers. And I was somewhat surprised, but I guess if you step back and you look at the youth in the wide receiver room, you're like, okay, this makes sense. It was how much money teams are spending on their wide receiver rooms. Now, no surprise, Cincinnati spends the most money on their wide receiver room in football. $55 million in 2025. By far, by $8 million, by the way, they spend the most money of any team in football. That's what happens when you pay Chase and Higgins. The Bucs, if you're wondering, were second, $47 million. Tennessee, $45.5 million. That just seems like bad roster construction.
Yeah, what the hell's going on there?
That's they have a new GM, by the way.
Yeah.
The Dolphins are in the top five. So are the Commanders, but they have a rookie quarterback or a rookie quarterback contract, right? Not a rookie quarterback. And then Chicago, same deal, sixth. Then you go further down, teams like Buffalo, 18th in spending for wide receiver.
Okay, middle of the road.
Kansas City, all the way down at 28. They spend, and they will spend, $19.8 million on their wide receiver
room.
Half
of that's Hollywood Brown.
Right. The least amount of money by any team spent on wide receiver this year, just based off of total cap hit. The Chargers, at $17 million. They have Ladd McConkey, and they got a bunch of young guys. They don't have Keenan Allen's gone. Mike Williams is gone.
They made a mistake in not addressing their wide receiver room.
They didn't go heavy there. They didn't go heavy. I think they did draft another receiver. I'm trying to remember. His name is escaping me, right? Or they signed somebody, and the name is escaping me. So some of this is Worthy's on a rookie contract. So is Rashee Rice still. And as you said, Hollywood Brown's the only guy really making any money. Juju's not making much money. Jalen Royals is on a rookie deal.
Rice and Worthy on rookie deals.
So that's a lot of it. But it kind of goes back to what we've discussed, which is, do they surround Mahomes with enough? And there's different ways to do it. It is spending money in free agency, or it's doing it through draft capital. I think the smart path is what the Chiefs are trying to do. We'll find out if it works this year, which is, we're going to have a young wide receiver room, and we're going to go from there. We are not going to, and I don't think the Chiefs should be in like the top. I would not want the Chiefs spending $42 million this season on wide receivers like some of these other teams are. They're not in a spot because their quarterback's going to make a cap, you know, have a cap hit over $70 million before we know it. You know, that's why they can't do it. It's why the Commanders in Chicago can. I think I would like to see them in the top half, and they will be if Xavier Worthy or Rashee Rice continue to perform, because they'll pay one of them at some point down the road. One of them, I don't know which one, one of them will get paid, and that'll change the entire layout of this. But I do wonder, if I would have told you that 3 years ago when they had just traded Tyreek Hill or whatever, that, by the way, they're going to be bottom five in wide receiver spending, you'd be like, what the heck is going on?
I'm not as bothered by it as normal. But for the same reason you and I were talking about, you know, free agent wide receivers or Pickens or these other things, they are starting to invest. So I have to let it go for now, because the investment is in a first round pick in Worthy, a second round pick in Rashee Rice. They spent a second round pick in Sky Moore. Not that it worked, but they did make that initial investment. They've brought in Juju and Hollywood. Those are minor investments, in my opinion. Just look at the dollar amounts. Those are not major investments. Those are investments. And then, of course, he's got Travis Kelce as now the, I don't know, third highest paid tight end in the NFL. I think they should put more into it. I think you can be higher than 28th, I'll say. I'm not saying gold. It has to be that high up. But you know why it's so cheap right now, or has to be so cheap right now? Because as of this moment, they have the highest paid right tackle, highest paid center, highest paid right guard. They just got rid of the highest paid left guard, and they just spent another first round pick after a second round pick at left tackle. The reason why they've cheaped out at wide receiver is because they have put infinite investments into the offensive line. Their plan still, as you pointed out, is this idea that if we protect Mahomes, the investment in wide receiver can come in cheap wide receivers on rookie deals or cheap free agent wide receivers who will help us like Hollywood Brown. That's how they end up getting to 28th, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, when you look at the wide receiver room, I actually like the wide receiver room, though, heading into the season. That's what's interesting about it. If we were to go through, I mean, we can do it real quick. The Chiefs are spending $19.8 million. They are bottom five in spending at wide receiver. If I were to go through and tell you teams that are spending more, there's plenty where you would take the wide receiver room over. Like, I mean, just look at, take Arizona and the Giants out of it. They have Malik Nabers and Marvin Harrison Jr. But in general, like, honestly, did you feel much better about currently Seattle's wide receiver room? I like Jackson Smith and Jigba, but who else do you like in that wide receiver room? There's no DK Metcalf there anymore. They're spending more money. Carolina, they just drafted the McMillan kid, complete wild card. We don't know yet. Who else do they have in that wide receiver room now in Carolina?
Xavier Leggett, that's about it.
Like, is that better? Would you rather have that? I wouldn't.
No.
Not right now. McMillan could turn out to be a stud. San Francisco, they just traded Debo.
So Ayuk.
So it's Brandon Ayuk
and Kittle, so they're in the same kind of tight end camp.
The player, unfortunately, that shot.
Pearsall?
Yeah. Sorry. That's how I remember him. But he got shot. That's true. Pearsall got shot.
It was crazy.
It was very crazy. It's
Pearsall,
amazing.
Pearsall, yeah. And they drafted another wide receiver, maybe?
Would you rather have Buffalo's wide receiver room? Keon Coleman's a wild card.
No. I'd rather have Kansas City.
They spend more money. Anyway, my point being is just because you spend more money doesn't mean it's a better wide receiver room. Someone says, hey, count on
they probably have a middle-of-the-road wide receiver room, if you want to know. Because with the potential of a top, what, six, seven?
Yeah.
Like, the absolute upside of this group is it could hover near the top five wide receiver unit in the entire NFL. But it's all in the upside. Can Rashid do what he did the first month of the season? Can Worthy grow off of his 650-yard rookie season or so? Yeah.
No,
and can they
get
contributions? Can they get Hollywood Brown on the field?
Right now, I think what I'm saying is I think they're getting really good bang for their buck. They're bottom five in spending, and they're a lot better than some of these other teams. The question will be down the road when it comes to having to pay one of these two players, or do they keep trying to just build it through the draft? I never want them to be in the top five in wide receiver spending in football. Right now, they're number one in tight end spending, but that's one final year of that with Travis Kelce.
And because they got Noah Gray on a contract, that's why.
Yeah, but eventually, when Travis Kelce retires, they're not going to be anywhere near the top five in tight end spending, and that'll balance out, and maybe they reallocate resources. Right now, tight end is 9% of the Chiefs cap. It's the highest percentage that any team is spending on tight end. There are other teams that just gave bigger contracts to tight ends, but their cap hit for this year is not there.
They're
yet
on the final year of that deal for Travis Kelce, so the cap hit looks worse than it is. But I'd still make the same argument. Even if we lumped in every tight end in the league gold based on average annual per year, like, the Chiefs are still going to be in the bottom third of the league because they're spending so little on wide receiver.
Yeah, a lot of this is the rookie contract stuff. I mentioned Chicago's top six in football and wide receiver spending. Chicago is also top five in tight end spending, but they also they have the ability to do that when you have a quarterback in K.O. Williams that's quote unquote not making any money yet.
And again, I would expect that. And I've said that should happen for every. Like, if you've got Jaden Daniels, if you've got Caleb Williams, pay every free agent wide receiver, pay every guy in the system. That's why I'm still confused about like Cincinnati's choice to pay them after the case. Because truthfully is, if you gave me the choice between build an elite level offensive line or build an elite level wide receiver unit, and both are going to be at the highest spending, I would tell you to do in the offensive line. Part of the reason I think we notice that they've been cheaping out, let's say, on wide receiver, although I think that shift is changing with a second round pick and a first round pick in the last 2 years.
And, assets,
or two of the last 3 years and then another fourth round pick, draft assets, But so I think that trend is changing a little bit. But generally speaking, they've been pretty cheap at wide receiver. The reason why I think you notice it is because all they're spending on the offensive line hasn't worked well enough. That's it. It just hasn't worked well enough. You didn't pay the right guy in Juwan Taylor. You let the wrong guy go in Orlando Brown Jr. It's working with Creed Humphrey. We'll see about Trey Smith. It worked with Joe Tooney, but it's not working on aggregate enough. It's not 7,000 misses gold, but it's also like not quite gelling or forming in the way you need it to. And that's why you notice the wide receivers. If the offensive line spending went better, you'd actually notice it less. I think we're supposed to have Josh Williams at some point, maybe.
Josh Simmons. Yeah.
Or sorry, Simmons.
Yeah, there's a chance later on this week, Chiefs first round pick Josh Simmons could join us here on Cody and Gold.
Talk
coming
about O-line play.
In 15 minutes, we're going to talk about the Royals the rest of the way a little bit schedule-wise, because there's been a lot of discussion nationally about, hey, the Central's really good, but look at their strength of schedule. We'll fill you in on what is ahead, though, for the Royals. But last night was the NBA draft lottery, right, which always is actually a lot of fun. I do wish other sports did it, and it's not
just
a new
for
concept.
Entertainment.
Yeah,
part?
It's just entertainment. So last night, though, everybody started to really pay attention when we saw the potential top four picks, and the Mavericks were alive still. San Antonio was still alive. The 76ers were still alive. And we all know this year the prize, if you will, is Cooper Flagg. He's going to be the number one overall pick out of Duke. Everybody knew this over
consensus
a year ago.
Number one.
No
yeah,
brainer,
no question,
right?
Yeah.
The Washington Wizards and the Jazz had the best lottery odds to end up with the number one overall pick. Neither got that. Neither got a top four pick, or a top three pick, as it turns out. The Wizards did as bad as you could possibly do.
Six or
sucks
five,
if
right?
you're a Wizards fan, although I've never met a Wizards fan whatsoever. So
I don't live in Washington, but it does seem like a low number.
Well, I was talking to someone that does radio in D.C., and he said they barely talk about the Wizards. Like, barely. That's a professional NBA team, and that had the chance to
maybe
get Cooper Flagg. They do not talk. Yeah, they were hoping, obviously. So, last night, the Dallas Mavericks, we all know, traded away Luka in the middle of the season to the Lakers. The controversy with that. Their GM is getting, you know, just criticized every single time he's shown on television, as he should be. The Mavs had a 1.8% chance to get the number one overall pick. And sure enough,
just so happened?
Sure enough, months after trading Luka to LA, a huge media market, not that Dallas isn't, when the NBA ratings were suffering, sure enough, the Dallas Mavericks get the number one overall pick and they get bailed out basically by trading Luka, and they get the next big star, we think, in the NBA in Cooper Flagg.
Count me in as team. It's rigged.
I mean,
it's rigged. It's clearly rigged. Guys, think about this in retrospect. We got 20 years of evidence now on this thing. And just for a minute, conceptualize that this is how it's gone. For either it's rigged or the NBA is victim to the single greatest coincidences of all time. Like, it just so happens the Bulls win the lottery when Derrick Rose is going to be the number one pick. Or it just so happened the Cavs win it when the true son is available. Or the year after LeBron James left, they happen to get the number one pick again. Or it just so happens that Luka leaves Dallas and mm-hmm. they get the number one pick. This seems awfully convenient.
Yeah. No, I'll be honest. I love it.
I'll be honest, though. Awfully convenient timing.
I love it. It is unbelievable content. It's unbelievable for the league. The fact that Luka leaves and then boom, Cooper Flagg right away in Dallas. And
but it's not WWE. Scheduled appointment television.
Not to mention that the Spurs also picking second is still, that wasn't supposed to happen either.
Oh,
and
no.
Now Wimby with Castle, who was a rookie this year, and then now looks like it'll be Harper.
Fox as well.
That's a legit team in San Antonio. A brand new head coach because Pop just called it quits, obviously due to health. Here's a simple solution.
Show it.
Can we have the actual, when I play the Powerball occasionally, they don't just pop the numbers on the screen and say, trust us. No, they show the Powerball and the other, five white balls actually coming out of the little machine thing.
So I know whether I won the lottery or not.
So I know. Why can we not have the actual lottery televised instead of the assistant deputy commissioner just, and with the third pick and flips over a card, like he could have messed the order up for all we know. Like, this is crazy to me.
So for like, and I go, they're like, well, it's too complex. You know, can't be showing all the too complex. Lottery's been doing it forever. But why not just put it in an electronic system, an electronic thing? Alex, you and I have had like a randomizer for the three of us for who has to go first in a draft on this show. You can't just, you're telling me that a computer programmer can't make a giant slot machine with a 1.8% chance of landing on the Mavericks and they pull the giant lever and it lands on a team? Can you just show it to us? That's all. And then it eliminates the team. Yeah. Just build a computer program that eliminates the team after it is and leaves the same percentage chance of them to get the thing. Just show it to me. I'm obviously going to think it's rigged until then.
They don't want to do that convenient. Because it is. Like, whenever basically, like, we'll just use Adam Silver, he's the commissioner. Whenever, in this case, Adam Silver, they want something to happen, it just happens to happen, you know?
There's a lot of people who think that...
Very convenient. Now everybody wants the NFL.
Yeah.
That we can get to that in a second. There's a lot of people who say that Adam Silver... Because when the trade happened originally, all of it was about the ratings. Well, the ratings are not going to get spiked because LA's got their guy. Where now, people are, of course, the conspiracy theory is Adam Silver let that happen or told the Mavs to trade Luka to the Lakers for the Lakers' future.
That's
also
a deep one.
As a result, they would get the first overall pick and they'd get Cooper Flagg and it would be fine. It is interesting, though, that also you mentioned the Spurs and Philly. The Spurs and Philly almost had no business being in the top three either. So if you think of where Cooper Flagg could have gone, the Jazz, Washington, and Charlotte were the top three places.
Yeah, by the way, one of those worst franchises in the NBA?
And none of them ended up being in the top three.
That's why. It's like the chance of that happening is just so, like, I don't buy into the conspiracy stuff, but, like, this is one where I will listen. This is one where I'll listen a little bit because it's happened so many times in the NBA's history. We all know that Patrick Ewing is the most famous one of all, how he just happened to end up with the New York Knicks or whatever. Like,
weird.
So we have seen this happen time and time again. It's great theater though, and it's great for the league that Cooper Flagg ends up in Dallas. And if you're Cooper Flagg versus going to Utah, which Drew's favorite place, Salt Lake City,
that's the worst place. He'd be better off in Washington.
Yeah, now someone's right. I don't think the computer program would be a full. You know, people would claim that's rigged too. I really think it needs to be something we all visually see live,
like
with
a
live
giant
audience.
Fishbowl with pieces of paper in it, and I fish through them to drag one out.
I'm just saying, and look, people there. There will always be somebody that says everything's rigged. We've all learned that over the last 25 years or less.
Right.
So anything can be claimed to be rigged, but I just think there's ways to make it a little more transparent so people don't clearly have, right now, a pretty strong argument to claim that it is.
Yeah, it's really the time. Again, either the NBA with all these teams and all the mathematical chances it could go, Drew, are statistically just what a coincidence. We just keep running into coincidence after coincidence after coincidence. It's crazy. Like the Pelicans, someone pointed out they got the number one overall pick right after the CP3 trade. It's like some of this, either they are just ripe with coincidence all the time in the NBA.
They're just such a lucky league, man. Such a lucky league that they're teams that really need the star player in that moment get said star player. And the Washington Wizards franchise that really doesn't give a about the NBA, they don't end up getting Cooper Flagg.
I think Charlotte would have been interesting because it's close enough to Durham.
With LaMelo.
And Duke fans, if they're anything like Kentucky fans, they'll travel to watch their guy play. I think that that would have been interesting in Charlotte. But the idea that the NFL could do this, like Matt Miller said he'd be all about this.
NFL doesn't need it.
It prevents teams from tanking in a way, but it also screws over teams' chances of truly rebuilding. Like there's pros and cons to the lottery, just like there is not having the
lottery. Shouldn't reward. I mean, honestly, at the same time, though, as much as it's like, hey, you're rewarding the Mavericks here for making a dumb trade and Nico Harrison, their GM, gets bailed out. But also, there is part of me that's like, you shouldn't just bail out teams that have sucked for seven years like the Wizards. Right.
But in the NFL, I don't think the NFL has this problem, though. In the NBA, it was deliberate and obvious, and everybody knew it was deliberate and obvious. And in baseball, they had adopted that, too. I don't think that's a problem in the NFL. I'll just be honest with you. One, you can't really tank to win in the NFL. It doesn't work that way like it works in the other sport, unless you just happen to be the number one pick in just the perfect quarterback draft. And I'm sure Chicago thought that 2 years ago. Yeah. And even still, they got the worst of the two. So it doesn't work that way anyway. But also, I just don't think that's a problem. I don't think teams tank in the NFL. We talk about it all the time. I think teams just stink. I think there's just
poorly
bad
run
teams or poorly run. So like to Gold's point, they might get bailed out for being poorly run. Unlike the other leagues, I don't think NFL teams are tanking. I just think they're bad at their jobs. And bad at their jobs, they pick first. I don't care. You know, you're bad at your job, you're just going to keep being bad, and you're not going to fix your team anyway. In the NBA and Major League Baseball, they were tanking. They were losing on purpose. They were benching guys, sitting them out, phantom it. Like, it was obviously on purpose. They weren't just, like, sitting there. No team this year. The Patriots didn't start their starting quarterback in the final week of the season so they could get the number one overall pick. That'd be tanking.
Yeah, going back to, like, the NBA portion of it for a second, just The scenarios are interesting. Someone put out the financial. They think Cooper Flagg, wherever he gets drafted, which is now going to be Dallas, it's worth $500 million just in terms of marketing dollars immediately to that franchise.
Hey, shout out to Dallas because they got Paige Becker. They're the first city ever to have number one overall picks in the WNBA and the NBA.
Yeah,
so
pretty
they get
good.
Paige Becker, and then they're going to Cooper Flagg. So that's crazy. Kyrie, Cooper Flagg, and AD. I'm
happy for Mavs fans because
nice.
they lost their superstar overnight.
Oh, yeah.
As far as the organization,
did you see Nico Harrison celebrating? Yeah. There's
well,
a video
should,
of him celebrating.
They should still fire
yeah,
him.
Yeah, let somebody else handle Cooper Flagg.
Still fire him before they even draft Cooper Flagg.
Before he gets traded.
But I
on
doubt
accident,
that's going to
you know?
Happen. Yeah, they, you know what they should do? They should trade the number one overall pick for somebody named Luka Doncic. I hear he's pretty good, but hopefully Cooper Flagg's got a dietitian because otherwise he's gone in a year.
He's an effort guy.
I saw that.
He's an effort guy. Big defensive guy. He likes to play.
Well, Nico Harrison said it's all about defense for them. Well, there you go.
It would be hilarious if he tried to double down on, like, I'm the craziest GM of all time, and he traded the number one overall pick for a different player.
They're saying they could trade it for...
Oh, my God, it'd be incredible.
They're saying
Please.
They could trade it for Giannis, but I don't think Giannis would fit with...
Would you do it, though? Like, just dead serious, because he's already on a Supermax deal, and you can't be guaranteed. Would you trade Giannis for Cooper Flagg straight up? That's essentially what you're asking.
Would I trade Giannis for him? Yes. Would I trade Cooper Flagg for Giannis? No.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, would you just
Dallas should not trade the number one overall pick for Giannis.
I agree.
Giannis, where he ends up, I don't know. Brooklyn's an interesting team to watch.
San Antonio should do it for the number two overall pick.
Go ahead and go to Brooklyn and just be the
He wants to be under the bright lights.
It's fine.
I still think San Antonio's not a big market, but I would just.
I mean, that would be crazy.
Be a fit. You want to talk about win a championship quick?
Wimby,
and Wimby back on the court with Giannis.
De'Aaron Fox, Castle.
Well, if they were to trade.
One of those would be gone. Castle or Fox is gone.
If they trade for Giannis, there's no way. Wimby would be there, but yeah, Castle's out of the picture at that point.
Yeah, Castle or Fox. One of the two
I would get
gone.
Rid of Fox.
Yeah, but we're obviously in a hypothetical.
Anyways,
sure.
Yeah, no, it's interesting, man. Draft lottery, the NBA has us talking about them. So from a content perspective, what happened last night was great for the NBA.
Just seems sketchy.
Up next, though, let's talk some baseball again. The Royals the rest of the way with their schedule, because so much has been made about how maybe easy the AL Central scheduling has been. Well, that's going to change in a hurry. We'll explain why next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.